All right. Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you are. Tonight's episode is going to be very, very special because I have a guest with me this evening. And my guest is a very, very dear friend, a confidant, a lover, an exceptional mother, an exceptional grandmother, just an all-around great woman. I would like to bring and introduce to you Doretha Benjamin, my child's mother.
Hello. Hi, my name is Doretha. I'm added to the podcast. So, hi.
Okay. So, tonight's podcast is going to be centered around heightening the human spirit amidst abusive relationships, which many of us have experienced throughout our lifetime. So what we're going to do is we're going to kind of talk about some previous relationships, and then we're going to Q&A each other. And maybe you guys can Q&A as well. So, since I'm talking, I'll go first. I was previously in an abusive relationship with a woman whom I had a child with. And I sacrificed everything for this person. I gave up my career. I gave up my freedom, my friends. I sacrificed my quality of life. A lot of things were sacrificed. At the bottom line here is that in dealing with this person who was so narcissistic that it just became sickening. You know, you deal with a person and it's supposed to be a give and take situation. But in this relationship, I was the one giving and this person was taking. Now, an incident that I spoke to you before in one of my podcasts, I'm able to talk about it now because I really couldn't speak on it before because it was an open case. But as of March 8th, I am currently free of all charges that were brought against me. Basically, this person, after 12 years of me supporting them, no support from this person, teamed up with a crooked officer, created a narrative.
You're giving out too much information.
Created a narrative, that involved my child and put me in a position to be in a courtroom with murderers, killers, pedophiles, whatsoever.
What the hell did you do? You're giving out too much information.
Calm down. Let me tell my story.
That story is too long, bro.
I'm getting to the end. So basically what happened was I was wrongfully accused of a crime that I did not commit that basically wrecked my professional, my financial, and basically defamated my character and put me in a situation where I was almost ruined. I mean, basically had nothing. You know, everything was taken from me. My belongings, my home, which I stayed in for 7 years. Just everything, just taken away. But at the end of the day, after all of this is over, I have come to find out that that was a test that was put out there for me to show me that this person was not the right person for me. And now I'm going to turn over the mic to my co-host, who's going to speak on her situation and explain to you how her situation went.
Hi, my name is Doretha Benjamin. I am Tazadis Mingo's first baby mother. The whole relationship thing, I understand, you know, it's hard to walk away, but I've been through a lot. You know, I've been with someone for 22 years, and I spent all my life with him. To come find out he really didn't care, you know, about what I was doing and how I was doing it, you know. So I felt like I was trapped for 22 years in a house that wasn't not mine exactly. But in a way, I felt like, you know, I cared about him. But I felt like I was supposed to stay there because I'm a good girl. Good girls do good shit. I don't do bad shit. Ooh, I shouldn't say that word, but anyway. I tried to be good, but it didn't work. It went from beating to just totally name-calling, fighting every day, walking on eggshells. I couldn't do it anymore. So I had to understand to myself, this is not where I want to be, and he don't really care. He didn't really even care about me. But I thought he did, but he didn't. But in the end, you know, I came out of it pretty good, you know. I didn't fight. We didn't argue. We didn't do nothing. And then Babe helped me really get out of it, because if he didn't, I would have been fighting this dude. But he put his hands on me, all kinds of, but it's okay. You can escape. All you got to do is figure out what you and your mind wants to be. If you want to be stuck there, you're going to be stuck there. But if you're strong enough to get away, and your mind say, go, get away, stay away. Because that's not a place you need to be, because they don't care. They just want to take over you, your mind, body, and your soul, and your spirit. Mm. But that's not, my spirit is my spirit, and you cannot take it away. Mm. So I made it. I'm out. I made it.
All right. So at the end of the day, what we have come to understand in being in these toxic relationships is that you can learn something from these experiences that can be fruitful to you.
You learn that you can't be, you don't have to be that person, because that person is that person. Don't mean you have to be the same person that person is.
True enough.
If you're an evil person, don't mean I have to be evil.
That's right.
If you are just a person that don't care, don't mean I have to be that way. It's because you feel that way, don't mean I have to feel that way. And I'm not going to let you take my goodness.
Right.
And the spirit that I have inside of me and throw it away, because you try to make me evil. Nope, ain't doing it.
And they will, if you allow them to, they will.
Don't let them.
Turn you evil, because people are naturally cruel. The hearts of men are naturally wicked by nature. And it's just the nature of man and woman to.
That's not just the nature. That's not your nature. You're not born with that. You're not born with evil.
Well, we have a duality class in all of us. It's just whichever one you feed the most is the one that's going to show the most.
Yeah, it's about respect. Nowadays, people ain't got no respect. They disrespectful. If, you know, I'm saying, treat me like I want. They forgot about that whole situation.
Well,
treat me like I treat you.
Right. The woman does deserve more respect.
It's just not the woman, dear. Why you keep saying the woman? It's life in general. Treat things like you want to be treated. I don't give a shit if it's a shoe. You want to be treated, that shoe won't, that may be just a shoe, but you don't know how that damn shoe feel.
I mean, I can understand.
You don't know how that boot feel, you don't know how the lights feel, you treat people how you want to be treated, you know?
Well, you're talking about people and then including inanimate objects.
Yeah, I'm just saying in general, treat life how you want to be treated.
Treat life. That makes more sense to me. When you say treat life how you want to be treated, that makes more sense to me. Because life...
What do you think life are?
No. What I'm saying, life can be anything that interacts with life.
Duh.
That makes more sense to me. So when we start talking about being able to come out of these relationships, these horrible relationships, and still have fruitful, good relationships.
Well, the deal is the whole relationship, people forget. You know, when you're in a relationship, okay, I understand you got feelings, you got emotions, this, that, and other. But you got to be grown enough to walk away. Somebody have to be grown enough to walk away. Otherwise, this situation going to get dangerous.
In some cases, it does.
It does, dear. If somebody has to say, or put their big girl pants on, their big girl pants on, and say, okay, look, I ain't going through this. You right. I'm out.
I agree. So maybe listeners can take some of our experience and some of the things that we've been through and hear them and get motivated.
Yeah, we've been together so long.
To give them enough positive energy to get out of the situation that they're in. You, because the human spirit needs love.
Yeah. I'm very strong. I'm a black, strong female.
Right.
You feel me?
Respect.
And I got my big girl pants on. If I'm in a relationship and I know it ain't working right, I'm going to put my big girl pants on. Somebody got to say, he ain't going to say it because he going to trap you.
Well, in most cases, I see where you can be going with that.
I put my big girl pants on. I pay my own bills. I pay my own. As long as you able to do well, I'm out of here.
That's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. And knowing that you can come out of whatever dark cloud that you're in.
And still be friends with him.
Yeah.
Everybody I've ever dated, I'm always friends with them. What's up, yo? What's up?
Right. And that's a good thing, too.
I ain't got no love for you.
A lot of people can't do that.
I ain't got no love for you, nigga. Well, I put myself in that situation. I created this. So whatever come out of that, I created it.
And that's a good thing to think about, too. Not always putting the blame on the other person, because the only person is only doing what you allow them to do.
Yeah, ain't no I in team.
Right.
So whatever went down, everybody had some kind of responsibility in the situation.
Exactly.
Somebody fought both.
So how do we go about finding our responsibility in a certain situation?
You just got to know what you had to do with it. Look. I know what I did. I know where I fucked up at. I know why. That's it.
So once you have that information, how do you use it and use it as fuel to get you out of a situation into a better situation?
Here's the thing. Everything you do in life, when you get in a situation and you're looking at yourself in the mirror saying, why me?
Right.
Why not you?
Right. Exactly.
You created this monster.
Exactly.
You created everything in your path.
Yeah.
No one creates this stuff. You do.
Yeah.
So every step you take and every path you take is just because you created it.
Right.
So if you go down the street and something happened or whatever the fuck, you created this.
So basically what you're saying is we have to be accountable for our own actions.
Your own self.
Right.
So if I go down the street, I got to be accountable for myself.
Right.
So like, even when we're in a relationship, I had to account for my relationship. The relationship I was in, yeah, I had to account for it because I had a part in it.
Right. but you don't let that. But you don't allow that to hinder you.
No, that don't
from
hinder me
going forward in life.
Up. You know what? I look at it this way. I fucked up. I'm sorry. I messed up. But it ain't gonna stop me from moving.
That's right.
It ain't gonna stop me moving. I just know. It just that let me know that I better not do that again.
Exactly. Exactly. That's good advice. So what we learned from basically speaking on these different situations is that no matter what situation you're in, no matter how bleak and dark it is, there is energy within you that can be pulled out and used for good.
You created your path. Anything that's going on in your life, you created. Nobody else did.
So on that note, we definitely need to be accountable for the people that we keep in our circles. Because you can be sleeping with someone and not even know that they are the devil incarnate. Keep that in mind, people, when you are dealing with these people out here, because everybody's not the same.
Dear, everybody that people deal with in their life, you created. You chose to put it in your path. You don't have to put it in your path, but you did. You created everything you do in life, you created.
And on that note, we're going to close this session. Word of advice, be accountable. Take accountability for your actions, no matter how minute or how gross. And remember that the human spirit needs love. So if you're not getting love where you are now, please get somewhere where you can find some. And on that note, peace. We're out.
Hair grease, nigga.
We are under attack. The lack of love and thereof is an attack on the human spirit. We do not have to be forced into situations that are outside of our comfort zone. We do these things because we are a part of humanity. We go out of our way, we overextend ourselves to help others. This is the way of humanity. Humanity exists so that humans can help one another and excel past their personal dilemmas as a race. Keep in mind that evil forces are all around us, and they wish to rob us of the quality of life which is due to us. Take a moment and meditate on these things. Think about where you are right now and where you would like to be, and then manifest yourself into those situations. You can do it. You are not trapped. You are not helpless. You are not alone. Think about yourself sometimes, because self-preservation is the key to life. Those who want to live will live. Those who don't want to live won't.